joining us. I'm your host, Katie Morris. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Alone.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
Alone follows the daily, self-documented struggles of 10 individuals who try to survive in the wilderness for as long as they can using only limited survival gear. Alone received positive reviews for the first season, and received strong reviews for the seventh, gaining a respectable total audience of 2.5 million viewers, placing it among the three best new nonfiction series on cable in 2015. On August 19, prior to the season 1 finale, it was announced that Alone had been renewed for a second season, to begin production in fall 2015 in northern Vancouver Island, Canada. If season 8 of Alone is not enough to satisfy outdoor inclined viewers, Alone is currently available to stream on Hulu. Regardless of where Alone season 10 takes place, the format of the contest itself, or the size of the prize money, viewers are sure to keep tuning into this addictive survival series. It would be a foolhardy effort to totally overhaul Alone's. There are some changes the show can make that potentially could make Alone season 10 more addictive. I enjoyed season 9 for several reasons, and one of them is because a number of its actors are artistic and creative types. The returning contestants since Alone included Callie North, Lucas Miller, Amos Rodriguez, Britta Hart, Jordan Jonas, Joel Van Der Loon, and Clay Hayes. For season 7, the contestants attempted to survive for 100 days in order to win the $1 million grand prize. Unlike in previous seasons, rather than trying to outlast all contestants, the participants' final objective was to survive 100 days alone, meaning there was a chance of having several winners, or, alternatively, no winners at all. Season 7 returned to the original format of Alone, with the last person standing being declared the winner and awarded $500,000, instead of having contestants compete against each other to survive for the longest time in the wilderness. Season 7's Alone has its outdoorsmen dropped off into the Arctic, the only objective being to survive for 100 days. Among the huge pool of reality TV shows that are survival-based, History Channel's Alone is the one show that forces Alone contestants to grapple with the realities of isolation head-on. The Skills Challenge, which debuted August 4, centers around three former Alone contestants competing on building challenges designed by another former contestant in order to design shelters in the wild. Patient Zero of the Alone archetype is Lucas Miller, a yoga instructor and wilderness therapy guide, who participated in the first season of the show, held on Vancouver Island. Callie North spent weeks building the shelter, which still ranks among the best of Alone's 9 seasons, with its stone hearth, bamboo walls, and ample fittings, while the other actors from her season spent weeks before they left learning how to hunt and fish. Lucas Miller came up with ways to keep herself entertained. Miller said that since he was on air, he has watched Alone only occasionally, but that he has recognized similar mentality among some of the contestants on the following seasons. Later in season 9, Tom Garstang made a pair of earrings for his girlfriend using a piece of rabbit bone and grouse feathers. Prince was left alone at her apartment, found unresponsive in the elevator, and was pronounced dead. Before the other characters appeared, Jessica had suffered a terrible leg injury running away from the man, so I expected this movie to become a battle of wills between two people in the great, great wild. I am hoping that the U-Haul does, too, because just as Jessica's trailer is getting flattened, man shows up, beating Jessica mindless, doping and abducting her. That evening, the two of us head out by overnight mail for Edinburgh. He did not agree to stay with Edna, because Monsieur Ratinol was on his own, and detested more than anything being left to his own devices. You knew at the beginning of season 3 set in Patagonia, Argentina, that Washington State's Callie North had creative genes, badminton players, solo or doubles, volley shuttlecocks through nets in this racket sport, which became an official Olympic participant in 1992. Most solo competitors adopt a strategy that is both effective at conserving calories while living off the grid, but those two did not. Each season, Alone producers attempt to find at least one contestant who is similar to Tom Garstang. Arizona is not alone in banning mask requirements, though, with 7 other states having laws on
the books, or executive orders, banning mask requirements at public schools.
Teams were separated farther apart than usual for the seventh season, because a 10-mile radius hike required to meet up at the meeting points.
This was Alone, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1630. My name is Katie Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.